The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work, with over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, did something attach itself to her? Could there be another explanation for the voices, dark presence that seemed to follow her?
Welcome to Real Ghost Stories Online. Call in your real ghost story now at 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. You're about to enter the world of the unknown and quite possibly the undead. This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
That it is. 855-853-4802, the phone number to call in your real ghost story if you want to share it with us. You want access to the advanced episodes, access to the archive of episodes, and everything with no ads whatsoever, check out our premium channel there on Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. Get in on all those extras right there. Tony and Carol Hughes with you on today's episode. And what's going on?
So I had a kind of funny story, not funny, or I don't know if it's paranormal. I don't know what it is. Mm-hmm. So here's my story. So I have, as one does, a lot of pictures of family and friends in frames around my house.
Mm-hmm.
So last summer at my niece's wedding, I had a picture taken with my nephew and his husband and me. Yep. And it's an adorable photo.
Yeah.
And so I had it on top of the shelf, and the shelf's against a wall. My pets never bother that shelf. They don't care. They don't even know it's there. So it's on the top shelf of that. So probably 4 or 5 feet, probably 5 feet off the ground.
Mm-hmm.
And so one day, and it's like in a 5x7 frame with an easel back. So it's not going anywhere. So my nephew is getting a divorce now. Mm-hmm. And I kind of forget, you know, you walk by the pictures all the time and you kind of forget.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm sitting on the sofa and I looked over there and the picture is face down. Everything else on the shelf, it's four shelves. Mm-hmm. Everything else is perfectly fine. Nothing has fallen over, but this one picture is face down, mm-hmm. which would almost, if it would go face down, it almost would have fallen off. So it's almost like it got picked up and set down.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, that's weird of all pictures.
Yeah.
And I'm like, but I kind of need to get rid of that picture. Mm-hmm. And so then it hit me. I'm like, oh, Kathy, because it's Kathy's son. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, Kathy saw that picture and saw the now ex mm-hmm. and turned it face down.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ah, that was so funny that you did that. And Kathy's like, I did not do that. And I'm like, well, how did that happen? So here's this picture just face down on the shelf. I didn't do it. She didn't do it. I don't know who did it. But of all the pictures in my house, that one.
You do have earthquakes.
So you know what I did? I took the picture out of a frame because I thought it was such a cute picture of us.
Yeah.
So I took it out of the frame and I cut the X out.
Sure,
and
yeah.
I put it back in the frame.
There you go. Yeah.
So it is still there. So I was like, oh, it's the universe. Tell me, get this asshole out of this, out of your house. He doesn't belong in this picture with you.
What a
Isn't
weird.
Isn't that weird, though?
Yeah.
Out of all the pictures in my house, just that one. And I don't even know, like, the shelf's against a wall. It's a sturdy shelf. Like, you would have to have shaken the shelf, but it would have fallen off, I would think. Not just, like, turned flat down.
Yeah.
I don't know. So my nephew got a big kick out of that story.
Yeah, that's an interesting one.
Now, there's this picture in my house with someone cut out of it, and it makes me smile every time I look at it.
That sounds like a rhyme. There's a picture in my house. Oh, I can't.
Cut the face right out.
Yeah.
I could write maybe a country song.
It's a limerick.
There's a picture in my house, and I cut that asshole out. Yeah,
yep, yep. I think we got.
Now I'm gonna drink a beer in my truck.
Beer in my truck.
You gotta have "girl" if it's a country song. There's gotta be "girl" in there somewhere.
Yep. Yep. Well, let's go to a ghost story.
Okay.
At 855-853-4802, and here we go. Hi.
I'm a listener for the last 6 to 7 months. And I decided that I wanted to tell my story to you guys, or one of my stories, I should say, because I'm on a road trip. And I just went to the Stanley Hotel in Estes Park, Colorado yesterday and had a really weird experience in the whiskey room. For context, as long as I can remember, I should say, I've always been super sensitive. I have, like, heard things that nobody else has heard, seen things that nobody else has seen, or had what I would call, like, visitors, like, shadow people, and even, like, spirits from my family, like, come in my dreams or me visibly see them in front of me at my father's house. Some of them feel good, and then some of them don't feel as charming, I should say. Some of them feel a little more malicious. But one of the stories that I wanted to tell you is something where I had a malicious spirit, not really sure if it was a human spirit or not, but it was something that attached itself to me when I had a near-death experience. So when I was in college, my sophomore year, I went to this university in Eugene, Oregon, and I used to tours, and I was very, like, present on campus. So one day, I went to a party with my friends, to our friends, like, house, and they were in a fraternity, but it was unrelated to the fact that they were in the fraternity. It was just a regular old house party. Went there, this person I didn't recognize was talking to myself and my friend and asked if we would like drinks. So we thought, sure. We didn't think anything weird of it. We watched him make the drinks, but I guess we were watching carefully enough because later that night I was roofied from that drink. So my friend was trying to get me back to my dorm room, and this is something that I don't remember because after that drink, I lost all my memories in the evening. But there's a cemetery on campus called the Pioneer Cemetery, which is located behind the library. And to get back to our dorm the fastest way possible without the campus police seeing us and, you know, trying to give us a ticket for being under the influence, under underage. We went the back way past the cemetery. And right before we passed the cemetery, I said to my friend in like a drunken stupor, "Hey, I really want to sit down. Like, let me relax. I'm so tired from walking." And so she's like, "Okay." So we sat down, and I kind of just fell to my knees, and then fell over, and I had a seizure, and I was foaming at the mouth. And I don't remember any of it, but my friend and a couple other people who just so happened to be in the area came to like save me, and you know, I'm alive now, thankfully. But that was right in front of the cemetery. I feel like one in five girls gets like roofied, and luckily I had my friends and I didn't get like assaulted by this person. But later through the rest of the year, I had a lot of weird things happening. I always felt like someone was watching me. I felt like there was at some point but it felt like someone was talking to me, even though nobody would be around. Or if there were people around, it was almost like, I don't even know how to explain it, just like whispering in the back of my mind almost. Like there was nobody there, but it was a sound and I heard it. So I just thought, wow, you know, I'm going crazy. Like that fall and maybe I hit my head and I'm just going nuts. It came to the point where like one break, I decided to stay in the dorms while everybody left so I could work. And I came home one night and I started to hear my name being called out loud and clearly. So I peeked my head out into the hallway and there was nobody there. And I walked around the entire dorm like floor and nobody was there except for my RA. And he comes out of his room and he's like, "Is everything okay?" And I started having a meltdown because I wasn't sure what I had heard. He said he didn't call my name. There's nobody in the hallway. There's nobody in the stairwell. And I wasn't sure what was going on. So I had a meltdown and was like, "I'm crazy. Like I'm schizophrenic or something and I need to go see a counselor." So fast forward a couple months later, dealing with all these weird things that keep happening, I had seen a counselor and they didn't diagnose me with anything hallucinatory. The counselor himself was like, "You know, I believe that you are experiencing paranormal activity, but I can't sit here and tell you that you're hallucinating because you're very sane and blah, blah, blah," right? So that summer, I took some summer courses. And again, if you look at the University of Oregon, there's this hall called Fenton Hall, which is one of the first buildings on campus. And I was in a classroom in the very back. Corner, and there's only one person to my right and one person to my left, and they're both female. So I'm sitting there, like, gazing in and out of this math class, and out of nowhere, my hearing goes out. And it's kind of like the movie where you hear a soldier, or when you, like, a soldier's hearing will go out, and it's like a white noise kind of situation. That's exactly what my hearing was like. It totally went out. And all, out of nowhere, from directly behind me, a male voice, a very dark, very oppressive voice, came through and was saying profanities to me about killing me and me dying and things along those lines. I don't want to repeat them because I'm afraid of just bringing the energy back. But it was really, really terrible. It lasted for about a minute, even though it felt like a year. And then once my hearing came back, I was like, "Oh, my gosh," you know, because I had been looking around and nobody else seemed to hear this. And everyone was going about their lives normally except me, who's having a hallucination. In my head, I'm thinking it's a hallucination. And I come out of it and I'm just like gasping for breath, like totally terrified. And the woman to the right of me looks over and she's like, "Are you okay?" And I looked at her and I was like, yeah, I'm fine. Why? And she's like, "You look a little pale." And so I reached for this prayer book that I have in my backpack, even though I'm not very religious. My grandma gave it to me, so I grabbed it and I started in my mind saying St. Michael the Archangel's prayer to fight off what I thought was a demon that just turned off my hearing for a minute. And from then on, every time I went to bed, I felt like someone was looking in my window from across the street. And I would go to sleep and I'd have sleep paralysis of this man standing across the street staring into my window. So once I went home, I went to a psychic and she told me that there was an energy there. I got a cleansing, and to this day, thankfully, it's not there anymore. but it was probably one of the most terrifying experiences I've ever had in my life. So fast forward to yesterday when I went to the Sammy Hotel, I was sitting at the whiskey bar talking to one of the bartenders. And the moment I walked into the whiskey bar, I felt very off. Like, I felt like I was having really heavy anxiety. And I attributed it to being hungry, you know, and needing water. So I ate some food and I drank some water, and I was still feeling high amounts of anxiety. So I left the room and I instantly felt like calm. And I went back into the room and I was definitely like high anxiety again, heartbeat really fast. I felt really lightheaded and I started to get the chills. And right when I was about to like call it quits and be like, you know what? I just need to go back on the road and head towards California. The person bartending was like, you know, maybe you should go on a ghost tour. You could probably get one of them to like mess with you or something. And I was like, maybe not. I definitely don't want to chance another spirit attaching itself to me, whether or not I have the option to allow it to do that at this point. Thank you.
Wow. What's your thoughts on all that?
That's so much to unpack in one story.
Mm-hmm.
And number one, I hate that that happened to her. And, you know, and I'm glad her friend stuck with her and didn't leave her, because some often, and, you know, when there's young women involved in these fraternity parties, you hear all the time about people drugging drinks and then the girl gets left behind. So at least that's one thing that her friend helped her out. But I think, you know, having a seizure right by the cemetery was weird. And then all these weird things started happening after that night.
Yeah.
So it does make you think everything, is it connected to the drugs that were given to her? Or is it there's some sort of attachment? Both? I don't know.
I'm going to go because it was a isolated incident. You know, I mean, somewhat for a period of time there. I'm going to go with the drugs. I'm going to go because it was very, you know, bizarre in its nature. And I just kind of feel like it might have been more that.
And I don't know if that explains like what happened to her in class where her hearing goes out. And
that's what it's, that to me sounds like an experience you're having in your head.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, you know, depending on what they gave her, there could be something that would affect you mentally.
Sure. 1,000%.
But I also think she does have abilities, because when she said she walked into that hotel and her heart started racing and all that stuff, that's what happens. Like when I go someplace, sure, and I start picking up on weird stuff, that's how I react to it.
Sure.
So, well, I think she definitely is sensitive. I also 100% get how you would be terrified to open that door again.
Oh, completely. Yeah.
And, oh, you know, there's so many things in that story.
Yeah, completely.
I feel so bad for her.
Thank you for sharing that with us. If you want to share yours, 855-853-4802 to do just that. If you want access to the bonus episodes, advanced episodes, and all of that ad-free, check it out on Apple Podcasts and our premium channel right there, patreon.com/realghoststories. Or ghostpodcast.com. Until next time, for Carol, I'm Tony. Thanks for listening to Real Ghost Stories Online.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep
Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.